Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Thank you all for joining us here tonight at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2012 induction ceremony.
The stage is a mighty place where miracles happen. That's the message Smokey Robinson reminds the audience of during the 2000 induction of his former band, The Miracles, the premier artists of Motown. While inducting several bands collectively, Robinson stands upon that mighty place to honor these movers, groovers, drummers, and strummers that made music magic and shine, stepping out of the shadows of the artists they supported. Robinson admits it's the miracles that made his music whole, with heartache-induced harmonies and lyrics so sweet anyone listening could fall in love. As the First Lady of Motown, Claudette Robinson, and fellow Miracle Bobby Rogers step on stage to accept this honor, the entire hall rises to a standing ovation. Claudette reflects on the success of the Miracles, thanking those who've helped them over the past 55 years. Honored and humbled, she ends with a message that has resonated with her since her beginnings in Detroit. If you can dream it, miracles can happen.
Good evening. I am Smokey Robinson. I'm here to induct some of the greatest musicians and singers and backing groups and bands that ever got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The stage is a mighty place. When you stand in front under the spotlight with the mic and just in your sight is the shadows of the audience, it's an exhilarating, thrilling, waiting for the first note to play. For a split second, it looks like the musician or a man like me is alone on that stage. And then boom, the song comes to life. You hear, you see, the group you feel, the band, and the magic of the music. We feed off one another up here. The bands don't stand behind us, we stand together. We play together. The groups don't sing backup. Their harmonies make the song whole. It's their sound that fills the space with joy, heartbreak, protest, and a whole lot of love. This is what we honor tonight, the movers and the groovers, the drummers and the strummers, the groups and the bands that made the rock and roll history, the musicians who made humanity better with a song. This happens because the stage is a mighty place. For the Comets, that stage was the Pythian Temple in New York City, where on an April night in 1954, they and Bill Haley went to cut a record. They already had two hits, Crazy Man Crazy and Big Joe Turner's Shake, Rattle, and Roll. They were looking for another. Bill sang, his Comets played, and they quickly put together this song that was really meant to be a B-side, but it became the anthem, Rock Around the Clock. Yeah. 16 million records sold, 8 weeks at the top of the chart. It was music magic, and it happened that night in that temple on that stage because they played together. They were a band. I don't have to tell you what the famous Flames did on their mighty stage. If James Brown was the hardest working man in show business, yeah, the famous Flames were the hardest working group. They formed on a baseball field. James was actually a pitcher, and Bobby Bird played on the opposing team. Baseball, field of dreams. If you build it, they will come. How about if you build it, the famous Flames will set that stage on fire. Have you seen the move to Cold Sweat? Papa's got a brand new bag. Every night, every time they graced the stage, they moved, they grooved. They ran a divine marathon to that music because the stage is a mighty place. Buddy Holly wasn't just Buddy Holly. He was a Cricket. The Crickets were a high school band from Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock, Texas, yeah. They were tight from the start. One day they gave us "That'll Be the Day," on another, "Maybe Baby." They made recording songs sound so easy with "It's So Easy." They were indeed the original rock and roll band. And then, like many groups and bands, they had a breakup. But the Crickets' strength on stage was real. So real that just days before that ill-fated winter dance party flight, Buddy and the boys were talking about getting back together. Let me tell you, the world stage longs for what might have been. If Gene Vincent hadn't joined the Navy, the Blue Caps might never have been on stage together. The Blue Caps, that's what they call the sailors in Norfolk, Virginia, and that's how they got their name. They played in Smokey. Oh, they played in Smokey. They played in smoky and rowdy bars. They worked hard, and it mattered, because it's mighty impossible to stand still when you start hearing their Bebopalula. You ask any Rock and Roll Hall of Famer which albums from the 50s are at the top of their most must-have, must-listen-to, loud, 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 they'll tell you. Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps, and Gene Vincent Rocks, and the Blue Caps Roll. And there was something going on with rock and roll in my hometown of Detroit. The Motor City lit up whenever the Midnighters took to the mighty stage. They were machinists. They worked in the factories. They lived. So when they sang with Hank Ballard, you knew they were feeling it. They brought the 50s to life in our city. Their sound was supersonic. They made you want to find somebody to dance with, to fall in love with, to make music with. This is how powerful the stage is, the place where music is made and miracles happen on it. I know, because I was a part of the miracles for 20 years. Yeah. Yeah. I know what a group can do for a song. I remember when we first recorded this song, I started singing. Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. And then I hit the next line, and the miracles filled out the song, created that music magic. Without them, Tears of a Clown might have really been a circus. I am very, very, very happy to be here tonight, humbled and grateful that music fills the air and feeds the soul from the first note and on and on and on and on. The stage is a mighty place. May it always be that way, with the groups and the bands under the lights playing for the people, giving them our hearts, our souls, our sounds, and our love of songs. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to induct the Comets, the Famous Flames, the Crickets, the Blue Caps, the Midnighters, and this next group is really, 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 I love all these guys, but the next group is really near, near and dear to my heart. And before I even mention their name, I want to mention the fact that the man who is responsible for sending so many people to this podium, and there will be others coming from that same stable in the future, is here tonight. He is the founder and the originator and the creator of Motown Records. My best friend, Berry Gordy. Yeah. Yeah. And last but not least, my heart, the Miracles. They're all here somewhere, I promise you. Yes.
Right up there, if you would, sir.
Oh, I just said that. Yeah. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor. To induct the Comets, the Famous Flames, the Crickets, the Blue Caps, the Midnighters, and the Miracles into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
After the break, hear from members of the Miracles on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's so wonderful to be here with you tonight. At our ages, it's great to be anywhere. We'd like to introduce ourselves to you individually, starting off with
Joey Ambrose, saxophone player with the Comets.
Dick Richards, drummer of the Comets.
I'm Marshall Lytle, bass player with the Comets.
Al Rex Piccarilli, bass man with the Comets.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a few people that I would like to thank. Some of the Comets that couldn't be here with us tonight, we'd like to also acknowledge them. But I would like to start off first by saying many thanks to the people that put on this wonderful affair here tonight. First of all, I'd like to thank John Landau. I would like to thank Stephen Van Zandt. I'd like to thank Robbie Robertson. I'd like to also thank Lauren Anke and Jan Winters and the Foundation, and the best of all, Mr. Terry Stewart, for making all this possible. There's another Comet that was supposed to be here tonight, but because of ill health, he couldn't make it. The guitar player, Mr. Franny Beecher, he was supposed to be here. I will. Also, I'd like to thank all the Comets that are up in rock and roll heaven right now, starting off with Mr. Billy Williamson, who played the steel guitar. Also, Johnny Grandy, who played the accordion and piano. Rudy Pompelli, the saxophone player. Ralph Jones, the wonderful drummer, and the great guitar playing of Mr. Danny Cedrone. I would also like to thank that made this all possible. Back in 1955, there was a 10-year-old boy who was the son of the great actor, Mr. Glenn Ford. And the young boy's name was Peter Ford. Peter Ford was playing Rock Around the Clock in his bedroom one night when Glenn Ford and the director, David Brooks, they were discussing the film called The Blackboard Jungle. And Peter Ford was playing Rock Around the Clock in his bedroom, and Richard Brooks says, "That's the song. That's the song I want in this movie." And the rest is history. I was told by the writer and the publisher of Rock Around the Clock in the year 2000, just before he died, that Rock Around the Clock had sold over 200 million records around the world. And we want to thank all of you for bringing the Comets up here tonight and letting us shine one more time. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. also like to... Could I also thank Bill Haley for making all this possible for us and for all the great songs that he chose for us to play for him and with him throughout the years. Thank you so very much. Thank you, Smokey.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bobby Bennett. I'm the last famous flame with James Brown and the Famous Flame living. And I would like to thank the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and everybody out there for being a watchman over us. Because it was hard for us when we were the first rock and roll group to break through. James Brown was put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame many years ago before we going in, the Famous Flames. And we were all one unit. It was the Famous Flames, not just James by himself. And I thank you very, very much for inducting us, the Famous Flames. I'm the last one living. Inducted us and letting us feel the spirit of everybody. Thank you very much.
I guess it's my turn. How's everybody doing tonight? Thank you, thank you. On behalf of the remaining Blue Caps, Johnny Meeks, Bobby Jones, Tommy Fassenda, and Dickie Harrell, myself, who was the culprit that screamed on Bebopalulo. Also in memory tonight, especially for the guys that started with Gene and came out with that sound, Cliff Gallup, Jack Neal, Wee Willie Williams, and Paul Peak. And of course, Gene Vincent. And on behalf of all of us and him, I graciously, and I mean this, accept this award. This is a great honor for us, and what a weekend it has been, I will tell you. Everybody having a good time here this week? All right. That's what we're here for. Enjoy yourself. Now, my buddy here, Johnny, he asked me to say this on his behalf. Tomorrow, he celebrates his 75th birthday. And he told me this being accepted into the Hall of Fame is the best gift that he has ever received in his life.
Good evening. How's everybody feeling? Thank you, Smokey. For the Midnighters, Lawson Smith, Abdul, Henry Booth, Charles Sutton, Carol Green, Alonzo Tucker, Hank Ballard, and Norman Thrasher. We would like to give thanks to Almighty God, who is the light of our lives, and to the great Little Richard, who introduced me to Terry Stewart. And after meeting Terry Stewart, then here we are at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Thank you very much. The Midnighters had one of the songs said, "There's a thrill on the hill. Come on, let's go, let's go. There's a house party way across town. People coming from miles around say, put on your pretty red dress. Come on, see about this mess. Let's go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame." Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Claudette Robinson, an original member of the Miracles and also the First Lady of Motown. I would also like to thank John Landau, Stephen Van Zandt, Dr. Lauren Onkey, Terry Stewart, Jan Winner, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation. Also naming Mr. Berry Gordy, founder and father of Motown, Mrs. Esther Edwards, Mrs. Lucy Wakefield, and the entire Motown family, artists, staff, and fans who have supported us over the past 55 years. I pay homage to my fellow Miracles, Pete Moore, Smokey Robinson, Bobby Rogers, and our angels in heaven, Ronnie White and Marv Tarplin. We, the Miracles, are the premier artists of Motown and extremely proud of our history. Although it has taken a long time, we are honored, humbled, and grateful to be inducted into this great institution. We all share this honor as we believe in miracles. If you can dream it, it can be done. Thank you so very much from the bottom of our hearts for this iconic honor. God bless you all, and thank you so much for the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Shacoin. Research and archival assistants from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.